The state epidemiology office is looking to expand the way it gathers information on firearm injuries throughout the state. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
A new state study shows that African Americans and Native males and those living in the northern and southwestern parts of the state have the highest rates of firearm deaths and injury. The epidemiology report looks at a five-year span between 2003 and 2008. Deborah Holjilly is one of the authors.
What we did find is that there is a disproportionate number of firearm injuries among males. They're higher among males, Black and Alaska Native people, and also persons living in the northern and southwest regions.
Alaska Native and American Indians had the highest rates of firearm deaths at 28.3 per 100,000. Black males had the highest rates of firearm hospitalizations at 41.6 per 100,000. However, the study doesn't include all firearm injuries. It does not include outpatient and emergency room data if no hospitalization was needed. If that information was included, Holjilly says, the numbers would be higher.
One of the areas that we have a lack of information on is through our mandatory firearm reporting system.
That system requires all healthcare providers to report all firearm injuries to epidemiology. And soon, Holjilly says, that information will be available.
We are revamping that firearm surveillance system so that we can get report from all healthcare providers. We're looking at reports by not only hospitals and ambulatory care facilities, but also EMS, any way that we can get the information about a firearm injury, whether it's treated on site or received no treatment per se, and then those that are transported to the hospital.
She adds that the new reporting database not only looks at traditional forms of firearms like shotguns and handguns, but other types of guns like paintball guns, BB guns, and air rifles.
So it would give us a much clearer picture of what injuries are happening, what are the activities, and how we can foster prevention and control of these injuries.
The Epidemiology Office hopes to launch the new Firearm Surveillance System database January 1st, 2012. Holjilly says this new information should help agencies like law enforcement and prevention groups get a clearer picture of how to respond to high-risk areas and people. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.